Friends, come into my haunted house and join me once again as we gather around the. I'm your vampire host, Corey Walker, and I welcome you as we celebrate Halloween with two spooky tales from the glory days of radio. Both of today's episodes come from the long-running series Suspense, which ran from July 2, 1940 until September 30, 1962, all on CBS. I warn you that both of today's episodes are intense, and you may find them frightening, so leave the nightlight on if your room is dark. The first episode I'm going to play is one of the series' most famous episodes, first performed on May 25, 1943, starring Agnes Moorehead. This episode was reperformed 7 times for Suspense over the years. While I have the original version and I like it better, I chose the 5th performance of the story for reasons of length. Set in the days of party lines, an operator misstyles an invalid woman's call and she overhears a murder plot. From 9 p.m. Thursday, November 18, 1943, here is Sorry, Wrong Number.
In just a moment, Autolite presents Suspense, starring Miss Agnes Moorehead in radio's most famous play, Sorry, Wrong Number.
Suspense. Autolite and its 60,000 dealers and service stations bring you radio's outstanding theater of thrills. Starring tonight, Miss Agnes Moorehead in Anton Leder's production of Lucille Fletcher's famous suspense play, Sorry, Wrong Number. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Operator, I've been dialing Murray Hill 40098 now for the last 3/4 of an hour, and the line is always busy. I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
I will be glad to try that number for you. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm here all alone in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is Mr. Stevenson there?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yes, sir. This is George speaking.
Hello, who's this? What number am I calling, please?
I'm here with our client, George.
Oh, good. Is everything okay?
Is the coast clear
for tonight?
Yes, George. He says the coast is clear for tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Where are you now?
In a phone booth.
Don't worry.
Everything's okay.
Very well. You know the address.
I know. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer.
That's right. 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, be sure that all the lights downstairs are out. There should be only one light visible from the street.
Okay, okay.
Just a minute, George. Oh, our client tells me that at 11:15 a train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case her window's open and she should scream.
Oh, hello. What number is this, please?
Okay, I understand. That's 11:15, the train.
Yeah. You remember everything else, George?
Yes. I'll make it quick. As little blood as possible, because our client does not wish to make her suffer long.
That's right. You'll use a knife?
Yes, the knife will be okay. Then afterwards, I remove the rings and bracelets and the jewelry in the bureau drawer, because our client wishes it to look like simple robbery. Don't worry. Everything's okay. I never...
Oh! Oh, how awful! How unspeakably awful! Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry. What number were you calling?
Why, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 40098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have got crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing, something about a murder, and... Operator, you simply got to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon. May I help you?
Oh, I know it was the wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge. And we've got to stop them. We've just got to.
What number are you calling?
Well, that doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it for me, and we've got to find out who what was immediately.
What number did you call?
Oh, why are you so stupid? What time is it? Do you mean to tell me you can't find out what that number was just now?
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
Oh, I think it's perfectly shameful. Now, look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 40098 for me, and you dialed it, but your finger must have slipped, and I was connected with some other number. And I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again, on purpose. Why, you couldn't try to dial Murray Hill 40098 in the same sort of careless way.
Murray Hill 40098. I will try to get it for you.
Well, thank you.
I am sorry. Murray Hill 40098 is busy. I will call you in 20
Operator!
Minutes.
Operator!
Your call, please.
You didn't try to get that wrong number at all. I asked you explicitly, and all you did was dial correctly.
I am sorry. What number are you calling?
Well, can't you for once forget what number I'm calling and do something for me? Now, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty, and it's your civic duty to trace that call and apprehend those dangerous killers. And if you don't...
I will connect you with the chief operator.
Well, please. Well, this talk can't make anyone understand this.
This is the chief operator.
Chief operator, I want you to trace a call, a telephone call, immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that it be tracked down because it was about a murder that someone's planning. A terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman tonight at 11:15.
I see.
Well, can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men?
I am not certain. It depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on.
What? Well,
if it's a live call, we can trace it on the equipment.
Well,
if it has been disconnected, we cannot.
Disconnected?
If the parties have stopped talking to each other.
Oh, but of course they must have stopped talking to each other by now. That was at least 5 minutes ago, and they didn't sound like the type who would make a long call.
Well, I can try tracing it. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson. But listen...
And your telephone number, please.
At Plaza 32099. But if you go on wasting all this time...
Why do you want this call traced, please?
Why? Oh, well, no reason. I merely felt very strongly that something ought to be done about it. These men sounded like killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman at 11:15 tonight, and I thought the police ought to know.
Have you reported this to the police?
Well, no, not yet.
You want this call checked purely as a private individual?
Yes, yes, but meanwhile...
I am sorry, Mrs. Stevenson, but I am afraid we couldn't make this check for you and trace the call just on your say-so as a private individual.
But
we will have to have something more official.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you mean to tell me I can't report that there's going to be a murder without getting tied up in all this red tape? Why, it's perfectly idiotic. Well, all right, I'll call the police.
Thank you. I am sure that would be the best way.
Ridiculous. I never heard of such nonsense. Police department. I can't see why you have to go through all this business.
Your call, please.
The police department. Get me the police department, please.
Thank you. Ringing the police department.
Oh, dear, do you have to dial? Can't you ring them direct? All this time wasted.
Police Department, Precinct 43. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police Department, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder.
Huh?
I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone. Over a wrong number that the operator gave me. I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everybody is so stupid. And I guess in the end, you're the only people who could do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. And she lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully, and I'm not well.
When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Oh, then you can do something. You do understand.
What is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge. The Queensboro Bridge, you know. And we have a private patrol on our street. And 2nd Avenue is the next street.
And what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 40098. But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, Murray Hill 40098 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone, even though he says I'm perfectly safe as long as I had the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
But the telephone company said they couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and personally, I feel you ought to do something far more immediate and drastic than just check the call.
Well, now,
what good
you
is
see,
checking
I...
the call do if they stop talking? By the time you tracked it down, they've already committed the murder.
Well, we'll take care of it. Don't you worry.
I'd say the whole thing calls for a search, a complete and thorough search of the whole city. Why, I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
And what makes you think the murder is going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. 2nd Avenue and the patrolman and the bridge.
Well, 2nd Avenue is a very long street, ma'am, and... Well, you know how many bridges there are in the city of New York, to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx.
Well,
now, how do you know there isn't some little house on Staten Island, on some little 2nd Avenue you've never heard about? Well, how do you know they were even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
Well, maybe it was a long-distance call you overheard.
Oh,
telephones are funny things now. Now, look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you'd got your husband the way you always do. You wouldn't be so upset, would you?
Well, I know. I suppose not. Only it sounded so inhuman, so cold-blooded.
A lot of murders are plotted in this city every day, ma'am. We manage to prevent almost all of them. The clue of this kind is so vague, it isn't much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely you...
Unless, of course, you have some reason for thinking this call was phony or that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, well, no, I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody? I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody except my maid, Eloise, and she's a big girl. She weighs 200 pounds. She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray, and the only other person is my husband, Albert. He's crazy about me. He just adores me. He waits on me hand and foot. He has scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago.
Well, then, there's nothing for you to worry about.
Well,
now, if you'll just leave the rest of this to us, we'll take care of it.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 now.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Well, will you broadcast it all over the city and send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Lady, I said we'd take care of it. Just now, I've got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require immediate attention. Good night, ma'am, and thank you.
Oh, you idiot! Oh, no. Why did I hang up the phone like that? Now he'll think I am a fool. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he? I'm the operator again.
Your call, please.
Operator, for heaven's sake, will you ring that Murray Hill 40098 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long.
I will try to get it for
you. Well, try. I don't see why he doesn't answer. I'm so...
I am sorry. Murray Hill 40098 is busy. I will call you.
I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy.
Oh, if I could only get out of this bed for a little while. If I could get a breath of fresh air and just lean out of the window and see the street.
Hello, Albert? Hello? 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 Oh, what's the matter with this phone? Hello? 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 Oh, for heaven's sake, who is it? Hello? 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 He's trying to call me. What are they trying to do?
Your call, please.
Hello, operator. I don't know what's the matter with this phone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service. Now, look, I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed. But if this keeps on much longer...
What seems to be the trouble? Please.
Well, everything's wrong. I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care. And now my phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds, and when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I am sorry. If you will hang up, I will test it for
you. I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put that call through, whatever it is, at once.
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
You cannot? Why, may I ask?
The dial system is automatic.
All right.
If someone is trying to dial your number, there is no way to check whether the call is coming through the system or not.
Oh.
Unless the person is trying to reach you, complains to his particular operator.
Oh, of all the stupid... And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything.
I will try to check the trouble
check
for
it.
You.
Check it. That's all anybody can do. Oh, what's the use of talking to you? You're so stupid. Oh, I'll fix her. Of all the impudent... How dare she speak to me like that? How dare she speak to me?
Your call, please.
Young woman, I don't know your name, but there are ways of finding you out. And I'm going to report you to your superiors for the most unpardonable rudeness and insolence it has ever been my privilege. Give me the business office at once.
You may dial that number direct.
Dial it direct? I'll do no such thing. I don't even know the number.
The number is in the directory, or you may secure it by dialing information.
Listen here, you... Oh, what's the use? Dear. Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm going out of my mind. I'm going out of my mind. Hello? Hello, stop ringing me. Do you hear? Answer me. Who is this? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing it for? Now, stop it. Stop it. Stop it, I say. Hello? If you don't stop ringing me, I'm going to call the police. You hear? The police.
If Albert would only come home.
Oh, let it ring. Let it go on ringing. It's a trick of some kind. I won't answer it. I won't even if it goes on ringing all night. Just ring all night. I don't care. What's the matter? Why did they stop ringing all of a sudden? Oh, what time is it? Where's my clock? Where is it? Where did I put it? 5 to 11. Oh, they've decided something. They're sure I'm home. They heard my voice answer them just now. That's why they've been ringing me. Why no one has answered me. Call the operator again. Oh, wait. Oh, where is she? Why doesn't she answer?
Your call, oh, please.
Where were you just now? Why didn't you answer at once? Give me the police department.
I am sorry. The line is busy. I will call you.
Busy? But that's impossible. The police department can't be busy. There must be other lines available.
The lion is busy. I will try to get them later.
No. I've got to speak to them now, or it may be too late. I've got to get to someone.
What number do you wish to speak to?
Well, I don't know, but there must be someone to protect people beside the police department. Detective agency.
You will find detective agencies listed in the classified directory.
But I don't have a classified. I mean, I'm too nervous to look it up, and I don't know how to use it.
I will connect you with information. Perhaps they will be able to help you.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're being spiteful, aren't you? You don't care, do you, what happens to me? I could die and you wouldn't care.
Oh, stop it! Stop it, I can't stand anymore. Hello, what do you want? Stop ringing, will you? Stop it.
Hello, is this Plaza 32099?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. This is Plaza 32099.
This is Western Union. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Elbert Stevenson. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
I am Mrs. Stevenson.
The telegram is as follows. Mrs. Elbert Stevenson, 53 North Sutton Place, New York, New York, darling. Terribly sorry. Try to get you for last hour, but line busy. Leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business.
Oh.
Back tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy. Love, signed Elbert.
Oh, no.
You wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No. No, thank you.
Thank you, madam. Good night.
Good night. No. No, I don't believe it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. Not when he knows I'll be all alone in some trick, some fiendish trick.
Your call, please.
Operator, try that Murray Hill 40098 number for me just once more, please.
You may dial that number direct.
Oh. M. U. I just can't. If I'm alone one more second, I'll go mad. I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled to some consideration.
This is information. May I help you?
I want the telephone number of Henchley Hospital.
Henchley Hospital? Do you have the street address?
No, it's somewhere in the 70s. It's a very small, private, and exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henchley, H-E-N-C-H...
One moment, please.
Please hurry. And please, what is the time?
You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 71212.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I have no time to be dialing.
The number of Henchley Hospital is Butterfield 89970.
You. 8 9 9 7. Oh.
Henchley Hospital, good evening.
Give me the nurse's registry.
Who was it you wished to speak to, please?
I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing and companionship. You see, my husband is away, and I'm all...
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No, but I really don't see why all this catechizing is necessary. I want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, and after all, I do expect to pay this person for attending me.
We quite understand that, madam. But registered nurses are very scarce just now. Our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset. Very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. A woman's going to be killed when a train comes. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I will speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in.
Miss Phillips?
And what is your name, madam?
When do you expect her in?
I really couldn't say. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? Oh, but it's not 11 yet. Oh, oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 15 minutes past 11.
What was that?
What was what, madam?
That click just now in my own telephone, as though someone had lifted the receiver off the hook, off the extension telephone downstairs.
I didn't hear it, madam. Now about
this
nurse.
I did. There's someone in this house, someone downstairs in the kitchen, and they're listening to me now. That is... Oh, I won't pick it up again. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet, and then they'll tell him. Oh, but if I don't call someone now while they're still down there, there'll be no time. I've got to get to that operator.
Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble. I
am sorry. I cannot hear you. Please speak louder.
I don't dare. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
I am sorry.
Oh, but you've got to hear me. Oh, please. Please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with the police. Oh, there. There it is. Did you hear it? He's put it down. He's put down the extension phone. He's coming up the stairs. Oh, give me the police department. Give me the police department.
One moment, please. I will connect you.
Oh, hurry. Hurry. Oh, hurry. I can hear him. He's coming. He's coming here. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, what are you going to do to me? Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't come near me. I haven't done anything, please. I don't know what I mean. No. No.
Sergeant Martin speaking. Hello, Police Department, Precinct 43. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police Department?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
Thank you, Miss Agnes Moorhead, for another memorable performance. Miss Moorhead will return in just a moment.
Say, Harlow, you got so wound up on Autolite resistor spark plugs a while back, you never told me whether you saw the state football game last week.
You bet I saw it. And say, did you notice the big gaps that state knocked in that enemy line?
Yes.
Reminded me of that wide gap in Autolite resistor spark plugs.
Now, Harlow.
You know, when you replace your old narrow gap spark plugs with wide gap Autolite resistor spark plugs, by Cornelius, your engine idles smoother. You have better luck with lean gas mixtures. Actually save gas.
Harlow, I'm talking about football. Oh, by the way, how'd you like the way State's line cut down enemy interference?
Great. Almost as good as the way Autolite resistor spark plugs cut down spark plug interference with radio and television reception.
What a team. What a team.
Yes, friends, when it comes to team play, you really get it with those sensational new Autolite resistor spark plugs. Another Autolite engineering first. And no wonder, for Autolite resistor spark plugs are one of over 400 automotive, aviation, and marine parts made by the 26 nationwide Autolite plants, all famous for Autolite-engineered dependability. So, friends, don't dilly-dally, dawdle, or delay, but hop down tomorrow to your friendly Autolite dealer and get a set of wonderful new wide-gap Autolite resistor spark plugs. He's got just the type and size to fit your car. And, friends, remember, too... Autolite means spark plug.
Ignition engineered resistor spark plug.
Autolite means batteries.
Stay full batteries.
Autolite means ignition system.
The lifeline of your car.
And now here again is Miss Agnes Moorhead.
My thanks to producer Tony Leader for affording me this opportunity to play Lucille Fletcher's wonderful story once again. And my thanks to the cast and the musicians and sound men who helped make it successful. The Suspense program will always hold a special place in my affections, and I'll be listening with great interest next Thursday when radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings us Little Margaret O'Brien, starring in Ray Bradbury's story, The Screaming Woman. Another gripping study in...
Suspense.
Agnes Moorhead has recorded Sorry, Wrong Number in album form. Miss Moorhead may currently be seen in the Warner Brothers picture, Johnny Belinda. Music on tonight's Suspense play was composed by Lucian Moraweck and conducted by Lud Bluskin. The entire production was under the direction of Anton M. Leader. In the coming weeks, Suspense will present such stars as Ronald Coleman, Rosalind Russell, Claude Rains, and William Bendix. Make it a point to listen each Thursday to Suspense, radio's outstanding theater of thrills. And next Thursday, same time, hear Margaret O'Brien in The Screaming Woman. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, Agnes Moorehead was never one to disappoint an audience, and this play was no exception. You just heard the famous thriller story, Sorry, Wrong Number, from the series Suspense. That episode was first heard the evening of Thursday, November 18th, 1948, on CBS. I think I accidentally said it was in 1943, but that was the year of the play's first performance, not the year of the version I played for you. Our next play is every bit as haunting. What happens when you run out of gas on a country road late at night when a crazy killer is on the loose? You're about to find out in our next story, titled On a Country Road. Also from Suspense, this episode was first heard at 8 p.m. on Monday, January 4th, 1954. Watch out for the boogeyman.
Autolite and its 98,000 dealers bring you Mr. Frank Lovejoy in tonight's presentation of Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents one of the most terrifying half hours ever presented on Suspense. A young couple and a mad woman, and what happened to them on a country road. Our star, Mr. Frank Lovejoy. And now, Autolite presents transcribed On a Country Road, starring Mr. Frank Lovejoy. Hoping once again to keep you in suspense.
Relax, David. We're in no hurry to get home.
Look, relax in this mess of traffic. Must be a wreck or something up ahead.
This keeps up. We'll get caught in the rain.
Yeah. Looks like a big storm building up, too. Hey, remember that shortcut?
Which one?
The little tarred road that goes across through Santa Moriches and comes out on the other highway.
You mean the one we took last summer?
I'll turn off there and duck this pileup. I'd like to get as far as possible before that storm hits. You put out your hand.
Oh, don't get angry, David.
He cut right in front of me to turn into that gas station.
Maybe he needed gas. Do we have enough?
No, I have to stop and get some. Turn on the radio, huh? See if you can get the news.
Police this afternoon issued two warnings to all residents of Long Island to be on the lookout for Nellie Goller, a middle-aged woman described as dangerous and insane.
What?
She escaped this morning from Restview Mental Hospital after fatally butchering a doctor, a nurse, and a ward attendant with a meat cleaver. This is the same Nellie Goller who a year ago murdered three persons on a Brooklyn street, also using a meat cleaver as a weapon at that time. This station will broadcast a full description on our regular newscast, which follows in just a few moments.
Ha! My mother-in-law.
Time, anyone
hey,
who may
have
the whereabouts of this woman is
at least we aren't the only crazy people
Long
on Long Island. Why'd you change it?
I don't want to hear anymore. Why don't they just put her to sleep instead of locking her up where she can escape and kill more people?
Who?
The woman they were talking about on the radio.
Oh, well, she can't help what she does. She's sick.
What good does that do the people who get chopped up with a meat cleaver?
I don't know. The laws were made before the doctors knew very much about the human mind.
They still don't know much.
Oh, I see what it is. There's a roadblock up ahead.
What's happened?
I don't know. Cops are all over the road.
Say, I'll bet they're looking for that crazy woman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hold it a minute, please.
What's up, officer?
Oh, just a checkup. Anything in the back seat?
Just a blanket and some fishing tackle.
We've been surf fishing.
Yes, ma'am. Seen any hitchhikers?
No, just traffic.
Okay, move right along, please.
Are you looking for the crazy woman?
Move it along, let's go.
sir.
He's busy.
What are you doing?
All residents and motorists on Long Island are warned to be on the alert for the escaped insane woman who is somewhere on the island. She is described as tall, broad-shouldered, gray-haired, and rather heavy. She may still be armed with a meat cleaver. 100 men are searching the area, and they are prepared to shoot on sight. Here's another bulletin on the case which just came in. Just a few minutes ago, the decapitated bodies of an elderly man and woman were found by police near Center Morridge's on Long Island.
There's that shortcut.
I'll repeat that. The bodies of an elderly couple have just been found
in
their car near Center Morridge's on a lonely, tarred road. Police are certain they were killed by Nellie Goller, the insane woman now at large. Residents of the area are warned not to open their doors to strangers. Motorists are cautioned to stay off lonely roads and not to pick up any hitchhikers. All persons are asked to be on the lookout for this woman. Here is her description again.
They haven't caught her yet.
No, no. Turn it off, Dorothy.
Thought you wanted to hear her.
That's enough of it. This shortcut will save us a lot of time.
You turned off the highway.
Sure. I told you when I did it. We've come over a mile already. Save us a lot of time.
But didn't you hear what the radio said about staying off lonely roads?
We just have to go across to the other highway. It won't take long.
Are you sure?
Well, of course. We go past Santa Moriches and take the left road and come out right by the highway bridge.
Santa Moriches? That's where she just killed those two people.
Oh, Dorothy, stop acting like a child. What can happen to us while we're driving? Besides, the whole island is full of men looking for this lunatic. They'll catch her. It's just a storm. You're jumping.
Yes, I'm silly. David?
What?
Gas gauge says empty.
There's still a couple of gallons left when it points to empty.
How long has it said empty?
I don't know. I'll get gas when we get across to the other highway.
David, I'm scared.
Relax, honey. Rain and wind always made you nervous as a cat.
I wish we'd stayed on the highway.
If I'd known you'd act like this, I would.
Well, it's not my fault.
Well, it's not mine either. I'm having trouble enough trying to see through this storm.
Oh, David. What are we fighting about?
I don't know. Driving through these burned-out woods in this kind of weather is enough to give anyone the willies.
It got dark so fast. I can hardly see ahead, even in the headlights.
There's something ahead.
Don't stop, David.
It's only a sign.
Crazy woman could be around here, you know.
I'm not picking up anyone. I just want to know where I am.
Don't get out of the car.
I'm not. Now, calm down. Santa Moritz is that way. We'll take this road.
Santa Moritz. This must be the road where she killed those people.
Dorothy, please.
I'm sorry I'm jumping. Turn on the radio. What a desolate road. Haven't passed a house yet. Just miles of woods on both sides of us.
So dark we wouldn't have seen one if it were there. This rain seems to be getting worse.
Motorists in the area are warned not to open their car doors.
David.
Oh, now stop it, Dorothy.
That's why the police had a roadblock by this road. That crazy woman might be anywhere in these woods.
But not necessarily where we are.
What's the matter?
What a place to run out of gas.
You mean we're stuck here?
Well, for the time being, anyway.
The crazy woman is in the woods. She'll kill us.
She's nowhere near us. Now, calm down.
David, quick, turn off your headlights.
Why? You see something?
Oh, David, I don't know. I'm scared.
I should have gotten gas.
Don't put the headlights on, please.
Why?
She'll see us if you do.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I'm putting them on.
Please, David, turn them off.
Dorothy, I don't want this silly thing to get the better of you.
Just look at the headlights. Poking into darkness at nothing but wet bushes and trees. Rain falling. Please, David.
Oh, all right. There. They're off. You feel better sitting in the dark?
If only the thunder and lightning would stop. in the rain.
Look, Dorothy, there's no sense sitting here all night. It's only a few minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm going to walk up the road a bit. There might be a house or something there.
You're not going to leave me here. I won't let you go.
Dorothy, we can't sit here in the middle of nowhere for the rest of the night.
We're safer here than out there. David, she's probably hiding in these woods just waiting for a chance to kill us.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. Why should she be right here when we've run out of gas?
Well, why can't she be here? Now, please, stay in the car.
Well, it's silly, but all right.
Quick, lock the doors from the inside.
Why? What is it?
Well, now she can't get in here.
She's nowhere near us.
Oh, don't be mad at me, David. I'm so scared.
If she is out there, she can easily smash the window.
Don't scare me anymore. I know I'm acting silly, but I can't help it.
All right, come here. Let me put my arm around you. There.
Oh.
Put your head on my shoulder.
You forgive me, David.
You go ahead and cry. It'll make you feel better.
Isn't there some popular music?
I'll sing.
Pressing their search for the escaped insane woman who has killed 5 persons since fleeing from a Long Island mental hospital. Rain and darkness are hampering the search. Over 100 police are combing the wooded area near Center Morridge's. It was near there that an elderly couple was found butchered on a lonely tarred road. In making her escape this morning, the mad woman killed a doctor, a nurse, and...
We'll leave it off for a while.
So quiet and lonely here. Wish it were morning.
Look, Dorothy, I'll run up the road. There might be a house.
No, David, please. David, listen. You hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
There it is.
I don't hear... It's a dog. It's a little dog barking.
David.
I guess it's only a lost dog. Or maybe there's a house nearby.
Oh, the crazy woman. David, she's out there.
Something hit the back of the car.
It's her. She'll kill us.
The door locked on your
yes,
side?
Yes, yes. What if she breaks the window? She's got a cleaver.
In that flash of lightning, I saw somebody.
Is it the crazy woman?
I can't tell. She's lying on the road.
Can you see her? Is she still there?
It's too dark to see. I'll have to wait for the lightning. I saw her. She's getting up now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Calm down.
What's she doing?
Please. I don't know. She must have been running. She didn't see the car and ran right into it.
She's at the window, David, right next to you.
Oh, my Lord, look at her. Get away from that window.
Let me in.
She's trying to get in the car.
Look at that face and her hair. Go away.
Let me in. I'm not crazy. The crazy woman is after me.
David, don't let her in.
Maybe we can scare her. Go away. We've got a gun. We'll shoot.
Oh. It worked. She's steering.
I'm warning you. I'll shoot.
David, she's coming back.
Please don't leave me out here. Please. That woman will kill me. Please.
David. Take your pipe. Hold it like a gun. It'll look like a gun.
Where is it? Dorothy, in the glove compartment.
Here it is.
Look, I've got a gun. I'm going to shoot.
She's backing away.
Keep going before I start shooting.
Oh, David, she's gone. She disappeared.
Well, we can't get out now. All we can do is sit here all night and wait for help.
Can't you see her? Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's out there, though. Probably planning on how to get in the car.
David, what are we going to do? She's the one I know. But she didn't have a cleaver.
She must have dropped it when she ran into the car.
Her face all twisted and the hair hanging down.
She must be back there looking for the cleaver now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Dorothy, stop it.
She'll kill us. David! David!
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Frank Lovejoy with Joan Banks and Jeanette Nolan in On a Country Road. Tonight's presentation in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense. And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Mr. Frank Lovejoy with Joan Banks and Jeanette Nolan in Elliot Lewis's production of On a Country Road, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Window, David. She broke the window.
Get away from there. Stay out of the car.
I'm coming here.
Stay out of the car. I warn you. I've got a gun.
You wouldn't shoot me.
Go away. You're crazy. We know all about you.
I'm not the crazy woman. Believe me. Let me in.
Don't you do it, David. She's trying to trick us.
Listen to me, please. I've been running in this awful storm. My car is stuck in the ditch back there.
How far back?
I don't know. It seems like miles. I heard about the crazy woman on the radio. I was afraid to stay in the car alone. Let me in.
No, David.
Go back to your own car.
No, it's so dark and so lonely and this storm. I locked the door, but I was afraid I could see things and hear things in the darkness. I just couldn't stand it anymore. I got out and ran in the rain and... Oh, it's awful. That's why I look like this. It's the rain. I'm not the crazy woman. Let me in. Please, let me in.
Dorothy. Maybe she isn't the crazy woman. Maybe she's just scared and exhausted.
No, David, she's the one I know.
The crazy woman had a cleaver. Look, I'm not armed. The three of us would be safer together.
She makes sense to me, Dorothy. We would be safer with one more person.
Oh, David, I don't know.
Let me in, please. Oh, I'm wet to the skin.
I'm going to unlock the door, Dorothy.
David.
Oh. All right, get in. Make one move and I'll shoot you.
So good to sit down.
There's a blanket on the floor back there. Try to dry yourself off with it.
The darkness and the rain. It was enough to drive me out of my mind.
Try and rest.
I ran and ran. All I could hear was feet chasing after me, hunting me.
Just take it easy.
Well.
You live near here?
Farther out, near Restview. I used to live in Brooklyn.
Restview. That's the mental hospital.
I know. I'm used to the crazy people, but not a night in a lonely place like this. Not the kind who'll kill people.
You live at Restview?
No, just near there.
David, we can't sit here not knowing. If we could get to a phone.
A phone? Why?
To call the police, get some help.
No, don't do that.
Why not? Why don't you want the police?
Oh, I do. But you'd be killed.
What do you mean?
The woman should kill him if he goes away from this car.
There's that dog again. Don't you hear it?
Somebody's out there.
There might be a house nearby. Maybe it's barking to be let in.
It senses somebody. There's something out there. There's somebody. That's why it's barking.
The crazy woman is creeping around out there.
Quick, let's get away before we're caught.
Look out, David.
Let go of me. What are you trying to do?
Start the car, quick. We'll get away.
We're out of gas.
Out of gas?
You don't think we park here for the fun of it, do you?
It's a desolate place to run out of gas.
What does it mean?
David, we're so helpless. She can kill us easily.
You can't just sit here. We gotta get away.
I'm not a magician, lady. Can't make gasoline out of rain.
We can't stay here the whole night. You hear me?
Let go of me. There's nothing I can do.
Try something. Anything. Don't just sit there.
She's scaring me, David. Stop her.
Cut it out. You'll have us all in hysterics.
All right. All right. I'm sorry. Look, I got an idea. Give me your gun.
Why?
Why? I'll tell you. I want it. Give it to me.
David, what's the matter with her?
Listen to me. I'm all right. But I can't sit here all night. I'd go crazy.
Give me the gun. I'll go. I won't be afraid of the dark and the noises, the feet following me. I'll go, I promise you. But give me the gun.
No. Now sit down.
Please. I'll go. I promise. I can't stand sitting in the dark.
Can't
like
you
this.
Stop her, David?
I told you to shut up. If you don't, I'll make you get out of the car.
Oh, you wouldn't. Not unarmed. Not into the woods again. Oh, you're nice people, aren't you? Or do you want me to leave so you can shoot me? Is that it?
Oh, stop that. We're not going to shoot you. We haven't got a gun. It's only a pipe.
Not a
pipe. A pipe? A smoking pipe?
David, I'm sorry.
Then you're unarmed.
I'm sorry, David.
It's all right.
Why did you tell me you had a gun?
Why does it make a difference to you whether I'm armed or not?
I don't know you. Maybe you two are more dangerous than the crazy woman.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think you are the crazy woman, the way you grabbed David when you wanted him to start the car.
Stop it. Don't excite her.
Don't excite me? Why? Maybe you think I'm dangerous. An old woman you took into your car. Two of you, and you're afraid of me.
We're not afraid of you. Now sit back in that seat and don't try anything. I'm watching you all the time.
David, the storm is stopping. Maybe now is the time.
The time for what? What are you going to do? You two are up to something.
Oh, shut up. My wife meant now is the time to go for help.
I did not. I meant now is the time for us to escape, David. Can't you see it? She's the one. She's going to kill us.
Oh, let her.
Stop it. Sit back in that seat.
You haven't got a gun.
No, but I've got a knife.
David.
It's my jackknife, but it's sharp and strong. I don't try any tricks.
All right. Threaten me. Watch me while that woman is out there. All you can do is sit and wait for her to make the next move.
She can kill us like that old man and woman. It must have been on this same road. They were in their car, too. They must have let her in.
We'll leave, then. The three of us. We'll walk. We'll stay close together. See, we'll be quiet. Anyone hiding in the woods won't hear us.
Don't you get out of the car, David. We'll be killed.
How would we find our way? It's too dark.
Oh, we'll find our way.
Look out there. The road is full of shadows.
Get her out of the car, David. She wants to kill us.
Kill you?
If you want to go, why don't you leave? You don't need us. We're willing to stay here until help comes.
I'd be helpless alone if I had a gun.
Why doesn't somebody come? Where are the police? I can't stand it.
Nobody will come. There's no one in these woods. They're burned out and deserted.
Dorothy, honey, please.
Oh, it was your idea to use this road. You wouldn't listen to me. Stop forgetting.
I couldn't help it. I got lost.
Well, why don't you do something? Not just sit there waiting and waiting. Do something before we're murdered. Are you so helpless?
All right. I'm going to do something. I'll go for help.
That's it. Get help.
David. In her hand, I saw it in the moonlight. It glittered.
What is it?
Your wife is hysterical.
She was holding it, a long piece of broken glass, long and pointed. See, she doesn't answer. She's just watching us. What's she waiting for?
It's from the broken window. That's where she got it.
So what if I have it? I'm not going to sit here defenseless.
She's going to attack us.
Don't be silly. Well, it's all right for you to have a knife. Why can't I be armed for whatever may come?
Give me that broken glass.
Give it to you? You think I'm crazy? You couldn't protect us from anything.
David, what are you doing?
Why are you climbing over the seat?
I won't. I'm through letting my wife be terrified. Now give me that glass.
Stay away from me!
Once I'd left the car, you were going to butcher my wife with that broken glass.
No!
David!
Give me that glass!
Are you crazy? Let me alone!
Hold it, David. Hold it. Don't let her free.
She's gone. She's got my arm.
You'll kill me!
Drop that glass!
She dropped it, David. She dropped it.
You've both gone crazy. Trying to kill me!
Like you were going to murder us.
I wasn't!
Don't let her get free.
I can't hold her. She's strong.
If you have a knife, then I'll have glass.
Hold her, David, hold her.
I can't much longer.
I'm not crazy. Please believe me. Just give me the knife. That's all.
She got my throat. Killed me.
Your knife, David. Use your knife. You killed her. Oh. David, you killed the crazy woman.
I couldn't help it. She was choking me.
You covered with blood.
She was going to kill us.
Oh.
Lights. A car is coming. Help's coming.
Hey there, you in the car. Why are you parked here?
Oh, it's the police at last.
We ran out of gas. The crazy woman...
What a night to run out of gas. You couldn't have picked a better spot. What with that woman running around loose?
Officer, we wanted to tell you...
A farmer up the road called and said his dog's been barking at something.
We caught her.
Oh, who'd you catch?
The crazy woman. She's in the back seat, dead.
What? Huh? Oh, she's alive. Badly hurt, though.
She was trying to kill us. We fought.
Well, we'll get her to a hospital. You come with me. It's lucky you didn't kill her. We captured that crazy woman a half hour ago. I don't know who this lady is. Now, come on. Give me a hand with her.
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Frank Lovejoy. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Autolite, the world's largest independent manufacturer of automotive electrical equipment. In 28 plants from coast to coast, Autolite makes over 400 products for cars, trucks, tractors, planes, boats, and industry. These products include batteries such as the famous Autolite Stay Full, ignition-engineered Autolite spark plugs, both standard and resistor types, voltage regulators, wire and battery cable, Autolite bullseye sealed beam units, and Autolite original service parts for all Autolite electrical systems. Autolite is proud to serve the greatest names in the industry. So, from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
Next week, a story based on fact as we examine a city in terror of its life. A dramatic report which we call One Man Crime Wave. Our star, Mr. Dana Andrews. That's next week on Suspense. Suspense is transcribed and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morowick and conducted by Lud Gluskin. On a Country Road was written for Suspense by Walter Bazaar. In tonight's story, Joan Banks was heard as Dorothy and Jeanette Nolan as the woman. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns and William Woodson.
Frank Lovejoy will be seen starring in the forthcoming United Artists Technicolor picture, Beachhead. This is the CBS Radio Network.
The ending of that last narrative shows what fear can do to us. The story I just played was titled On a Country Road from the series Suspense. It was first heard Monday evening, January 4, 1954 on CBS. It's considered one of the spookiest radio plays ever broadcast. Well, sadly, my time is almost up. If you enjoyed today's stories, please let me know. My email address is opr@telus.net, T-E-L-U-S, and my postal address is Old Parlor Radio, 28A 15th Avenue, Prince George, B.C., Canada, Victor 2 Mike, 1 Tango 1. From the CFIS studios in Prince George, I'm Corey Walker. Have a haunted Halloween.